In a new survey by Bankrate.com, 21% of working Americans report they are not saving any money at all. Analysis from Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate. Greg, what's up?
Well, despite the fact that the economy's gotten better and over the last several years, more people are working, people are finally making more money, we're not seeing the needle move when it comes to savings. One in five working Americans aren't saving anything, nothing. And, you know, that's not to say that everybody else is doing a great job. There's still about another half of Americans that are saving, but saving a token amount. Really, only about one in four Americans are at the other end of the spectrum and actually saving an adequate amount, saving more than 10% of their income. So, yeah, you've got a fourth of working Americans aren't saving anything at all, a fourth that are saving over 10% of their income, and half of working Americans right there in the middle, putting some money away, but not enough to reach those financial goals.
So the one in five saving nothing, that's no emergency slush fund, no retirement, no college savings, nothing?
Exactly. And, you know, what happens is if you're not saving anything, a couple of things are happening. You're one financial catastrophe away from having to incur high-cost debt, or maybe just digging yourself into a much deeper financial hole. The other possibility is if you're not saving anything, you're living on the savings that you already have. If you're spending more than you make, you know, savings is going to make up that difference until it's gone. So either way, neither one is treading water, let's put it that way. So, really important to be putting money away. There are multiple goals that we need to be saving for, the rainy day fund for unplanned expenses, but also the longer term goals like retirement or things like future education for children, grandchildren, even the down payment on that home you plan to buy in a few years.
Now, you've been exploring this data for a long enough time to know what's the mindset here. Why can't we get this right?
Because people get the order wrong. They spend first and try to save what's left over. And what happens is too often you get to the end of the month and nothing's left over. Even when there is, there's no consistency to it. It bounces around every month. One month you get some left over, next month you don't have any. And you've got to flip that equation around. Successful savers are all about those they've established the habit. They pay themselves first. And the easiest way to make that happen is to automate it. Set up a direct deposit from your paycheck into a dedicated savings account. Utilize payroll deduction to fund your 401k or workplace retirement plan. Set up an automatic transfer from your checking account into an IRA. Make the savings happen automatically without you having to think about it, and make saving the first priority, living on what's left after that.
Well, and it's simple these days, right? I mean, you can just do it all from your computer. You're really out of excuses. We're speaking with Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com. They've got a new survey that finds one in five Americans is not saving one thin dime. What about by generation? Are the younger folks getting this more than some of the older folks, or vice versa?
Well, and the younger folks, millennials and those in Gen X, which, I mean, let's face it, those are the years where your expenses tend to increase faster than your ability to save, and the numbers reflect that. Millennials and Gen X had a highest propensity of either not saving at all, or if they were, they were saving less than 10% of their incomes. By contrast, baby boomers had a higher incidence of not only saving money, but most likely they were saving more than 10% of their incomes. And so I think what this really illustrates is the importance of prioritizing savings. You know, millennials, more so than any other generation, said that the reason they weren't saving is that they hadn't gotten around to it, which really speaks to the benefit of automating it. That way you don't have to get around to it. It happens automatically.
Is this a message that is breaking down with us as parents or in school? I don't know. Where does blame fall here?
We could certainly start with school, the fact that there's just not a core personal finance curriculum as part of the education program. The need is certainly there, and even the demand is there. I've lectured to college classes, and the classes, semester in, semester out, they're oversubscribed.
Thanks, Greg. Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.